Thank you for calling Craftsy Video Membership. My name is Kelly. Can I get the email address associated with your Craftsy account?
Yep, it's all lowercase, E-L-I-S-A.
Okay.
Dot S-C-H E-M B-R-E at hotmail.com.
Give me just a moment while I pull up your account.
Okay.
And can I get you to verify your first and last name and mailing address, please?
Yep, it's Elisa Skembre, and the mailing address is 6845 King Road, Schaumburg, Ontario, L0G1T0.
Thank you, ma'am. So I do see that you're a premium annual member. How can I help you today?
I would just like to cancel the automatic renewal on the account.
Okay. So you will get an email 45 days prior to the end of your year letting you know that it's set to renew. Are you sure you want to turn that off? Because if you turn the auto-renewal off now, you won't get the email.
Yes, please.
Okay. Give me just a moment. I'll get you taken care of.
And sorry, wait one second. Will that cancel the membership?
No, ma'am. So you'll continue to have access until 11/2021, and then you just won't get the email 45 days prior letting you know that your account's going to expire or renew. That's what that email is for. So you'd continue to have access until then. After that, you'd only have access to anything that you previously purchased after 11/20 of this year. You'll be able to check your membership status on your account dashboard under the membership tab. It'll give you your expiration date there.
Okay. So what if I wanted to cancel like the whole membership? Is that
you
possible?
You can if you want to. You would only get a prorated refund of $4 if you canceled today, since we do prorate it out by the month. So if you think you're going to access it, you know, it's a great offer that you signed up with. So, and like I said, we do prorate it. So you would only get what's remaining on your subscription. But
so then, sorry, go ahead.
I was going to say, but we do, you know, have some new things that we have to offer that weren't available prior to, like we just added so you can watch it on the on a Roku TV and having it on the Fire TVs so you can play it on a bigger screen. That's definitely one of my favorite things we've just added, especially for those projects where so you can do those projects that really require both hands and have it on a bigger screen so you can see more detail. So if you cancel, you wouldn't, you know, those are, it's just one of the perks to keep you from, that may make you reconsider if you're having a hard time doing it on a tablet. You know, having to be able to do it on the TV is really nice.
Yeah. So I basically just want to, like, I would like to still continue to have access, like, until it expires. But then after that, like, I don't want it to renew, I guess. So what would be my option for that?
So I turned off the automatic renewal so that it doesn't renew automatically. You'll just continue to log into your Craftsy account until your year is up. Like I said, you'll be able to check the end date on your account dashboard.
Okay.
But it will be so you'll be able to check it and you'll be able to log in. So turning off the auto renewal is not going to change anything, except you won't get that reminder email 45 days prior and you're not going to renew. So you'll just keep logging in, keep enjoying it. Once your membership expires, it'll tell you you don't have a membership anymore.
And then I obviously won't be charged after that then, right?
Correct.
Okay, that's perfect then.
Right. Do you have any other questions?
I feel like I did, but now I don't remember them. So that's okay. That's it for today.
All right. Well, then you're all set. I went ahead and turned that off for you, and I hope you have a wonderful day, and thank you for calling Craftsy Video Membership.
Thank you. Thank you for your help. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.